Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold.
Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Support for Girl Tales is provided by families like yours. Grown-ups, come join us at patreon.com/girltales for as little as $1 a month. And now, a message from another one of our favorite kids' podcasts.
Guten Tag.
Konnichiwa.
Bienvenuto.
Buonasera.
Hallo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Go With Nugget. I'm Rayana.
And I'm Veronique. We're your hosts and travel companions.
Go With Nugget is a new travel podcast for curious kids.
Where is Belize? Do kids in India like the things I like?
What's a tuk-tuk?
In each episode, you'll get to meet local kids.
Okay, my name is Clive. I'm 9 years old, and I live in Swakopmund, Namibia.
Who will take us on a tour of the places they call home.
We'll learn about everything from traditional Indian holidays.
We celebrate Diwali with firecrackers and sweets.
To the special meaning of kids' names.
My name, Yindali, means kingfisher. It is my totem.
And so much more. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a Go With Nugget adventure.
Go With Nugget.
Bye!
Now, on to our episode. This is Nova's Lab, Becoming Bessie Coleman's Airplane. Enjoy!
Hi, Tailblazers. Welcome back to my lab. I'm Nova, a scientist and inventor. And this is my lab partner, Catherine.
Hello, Tailblazers.
Catherine is a computer I designed and built. Together, we conduct scientific experiments, ask big questions, and travel through time and space so that I can become important objects. That way, we explore the science behind the big moments in history. What's our experiment for today, Catherine?
Nova, today you're going to travel back in time to the year 1921 in France. That is when and where pioneering African-American and Native American woman, Bessie Coleman, was training to be a pilot.
Whoa, cool! Learning to fly sounds like fun.
It was also much harder to learn to fly back in 1921, Nova. Planes had just been invented.
Got it, Catherine. Tailblazers, do you want to come with me and travel through time and space?
Excellent!
Catherine, please fire up the particle accelerator. Hold on, Tailblazers. We're traveling to France in 1921. Count down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go! Tailblazers, are you there? Oh, good. I feel so strange. I feel like I'm soaring through the air. I feel heavy, but it's like moving through the air is keeping me light. Where my arms usually are, I have two sets of long wooden wings. And in front of where my nose usually is, there's a spinning thing. A propeller. Tailblazers, what do you think I am? Right, an airplane. And we're currently flying high in the air. When we look down, we can see fields, forests, rivers, roads, so much. Wait, if I'm the plane, who is flying this plane? Let's see if we can get a glimpse. It's hard to see because they're wearing goggles and a helmet, but I think it's... Yes, it's Bessie Coleman. Let's ask Catherine to send some more information. Catherine, can you tell us more about this plane and how we're even able to fly?
Nova, you've become Bessie Coleman's plane. She is flying a Newport Type 82 biplane. That means it has two sets of wings stacked on top of each other and one large propeller. The two sets of wings allow the plane to maneuver. That means move around with skill and care, easily and quickly.
Catherine, can you tell us more about how flying, like we're doing now, can happen?
Sure, Nova. The engine powers the propeller, which moves the plane forward. Once the plane is moving fast enough, air moves over the two sets of wings and is pushed to the ground. That creates lift. Lift moves the plane into the air. The wings force air downward to lift the plane upward. Bessie Coleman is training to be a stunt pilot, so she's learning how to maneuver or move the plane into spins, dives, loops, and all sorts of aerobatics.
Are aerobatics like acrobatics, but in a plane?
That's right.
Wow, cool. Whoa! Bessie is doing some stunts right now. Whoa!
Nova, are you all right?
Oh, I'm a little bit dizzy, but I'm okay. Are you okay, Tailblazers? Awesome! I think Bessie Coleman is about to land, Tailblazers. Anything we should know, Catherine?
Just hold on.
Whoa! We're back on the ground. Let's head home to the lab and find out more about today's incredible adventure. Catherine, fire up the particle accelerator. Okay, Tailblazers, hold on. We're heading back to the lab. Count down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go. We're back!
Welcome back, Nova. Welcome back, Tailblazers.
Wow, we were flying in France with Bessie Coleman!
But wait, if Bessie Coleman was American, why didn't she just learn to fly in America?
Back in the 1920s, women weren't allowed to learn to fly, especially women of color.
So because Bessie Coleman was black and Native American and a woman, she wasn't allowed to learn to fly in America?
That's right. But she traveled to France, learned to fly, and became one of the most famous and successful stunt pilots of the time. She helped other people of color and women to achieve their dreams of becoming pilots.
Wow! That's amazing! Do you have big dreams, Tailblazers? Why don't you tell us about them? You can email Rebecca at girltalespodcast.com, and we'll tell all the Tailblazers about your dreams for the future next time you visit my lab.
Great idea, Nova.
Now, here's an experiment the Tailblazers can try. You'll need two pieces of paper. Take the two pieces of paper, one in each hand, hold them close to your face, and blow between them. You will notice that the pieces of paper will get closer to each other, which isn't what you'd expect. Next, take the end of one of the pieces of paper in your hand so that the length of the paper falls over your hand. Now blow over the sheet of paper. It will rise. Think about our flight with Bessie Coleman. How is that similar to the paper experiments?
Nova, it's time to debrief from your experiment.
Okay. See you next time, Tailblazers.
That was Nova's Lab, Becoming Bessie Coleman's Airplane, written, performed, and produced by Tessa Flannery. Executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with original theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van White. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and tell your friends about Girl Tales. And oh, remember, I believe in you.
Me and a princess ain't about the dresses. Me and a princess is bigger than a crowd. Yeah, being a princess is doing your best. It takes kindness. It's honest. Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember. Being a princess ain't about the dresses. Being a princess is bigger than a crowd. Being a are